Welcome to the Job Interview Experience listener question and answer mailbag. Our caller, Kiki, had a bit of background noise while recording her message, so I'm going to summarize her message instead of playing it. Here's what she said. Well, first she said that the job interview experience helped her get her job, and she thanked me for sharing my knowledge. I'm not making this up. I have the audio file to prove it. Then she says this. Hi, Matthew. What do I not say when you're in a position to get a permanent role? However, they opened it up to the department rather than me getting it. I was convinced by the hiring manager that it would eventually lead me to a permanent role. However, it is now open to the department and I have to interview with the rest of the applicants. How do I steer away from showing that I'm upset or disappointed that I did not get promoted? Thank you, and I look forward to your response. First of all, Kiki, this situation sucks, and anyone would be disappointed. I bet I can explain what happened, which I hope gives you a better view of what transpired. I don't know anything about the hiring manager. Maybe the hiring manager lied to you to get you to take the role. That has certainly happened before. What likely happened is that the hiring manager was really impressed with you and had every intention of promoting you. However, company policy or even state law requires that jobs be opened up for all internal and external candidates. This is often frustrating for both internal candidates and managers. Managers often have the perfect person for a job and they want to place them in the role. Or internal candidates, they know that they have the right skills and are the best person for the role. However, these rules for posting jobs for internal and external candidates keeps companies from functioning as a good old boys club and from only hiring their friends and favorites. As frustrating as it is, it does create opportunities for all external and internal candidates to be heard. My guess would be that this manager told you that you're the one and meant it sincerely. But then HR, who sets the rules, stated that it needed to be opened up to everyone. So it's probably not personal to you, just company policy. You asked how to avoid showing that you're upset. My advice, first of all, would be that you do have to fake it, because the truth is that it is upsetting. I'd avoid talking to coworkers about it or your manager and just keep a positive attitude during interviews. They want team players, and this is one way to show that. Also, prove to them that you're the best candidate for the job. Bring in 2 to 3 suggestions on new technology, processes, or ideas that you have to improve either yourself and or the department as a whole. As an internal candidate, you have exposure to what works and what doesn't and can help bring in new ideas that others can't. Be careful in your suggestions, though. Make sure they are positive and don't throw anyone under the bus. They will love that energy you bring in, the ideas, and the fact that you're invested enough to think about how to grow yourself within the company and how to help the company succeed. Remind them of the great work you've done and show them that with you in the role, the department and the company as a whole has a brighter future. Best wishes to you, Kiki, and I'm sorry for the situation you're in. I hope this helps. If you are listening to this and you have a question, you can leave a digital message through my voicemail bag app. The link to that is in this episode's description.